Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, folks. States across this country have been experiencing double-digit increases as it relates to utility cost. And it seems as though a lot of folks in Congress on both sides of the aisle have found a boogeyman. It's called the data centers. But there's a recent study that says, not so fast, a lot of the economies of a regulated utility, otherwise a monopoly, may run counter to traditional wisdom. Diana Furchgott-Roth, director of the Center for Energy, Climate, and Environment in the Herbert and Joyce Morgan Fellow in Energy and Environmental Policy at the Heritage Foundation, joins us. Diana, welcome to the show.
Great to be with you.
So, Diana, as always, when we see prices going up, we have to immediately find the boogeyman, and they're saying that these data centers are just consuming too much electricity and therefore driving the cost up. But this study seems to say not so fast. There are other considerations.
Right. Well, if you, I did take a look at the study, and it does say that renewable portfolio standards, that's the requirement that wind and solar have to be used in the generation of electricity, does drive up electricity prices. And we can see this from the data. We've written a paper showing looking at differences in electricity prices over the 50 states. And we can see that when the states are ranked top to bottom, 9 out of the top 10 states in electricity prices require wind and solar. And 9 out of the bottom 10 states do not require wind and solar. And the top in the lower 48 in mainland United States is California at 32 cents a kilowatt hour. The bottom was Louisiana and Utah at 11 cents a kilowatt hour. So it's about a 3-to-1 difference. And we can really see that renewable portfolio standards, the requirement to use wind and solar, does drive up prices, which is what this study says. The one exception, the one out of the top 10 that has high electricity prices without requiring wind and solar, is Alaska, which has high prices for other reasons. It has a few people in a very large geographic area, so it's difficult to provide them with electricity in a cost-effective manner. And at the bottom, the one out of the 10 least expensive states is Washington State, which benefits from hydroelectric power. So that's not wind and solar, but it's still renewable. They have renewable requirements, but they use hydroelectric rather than wind and solar. So, you know, there's a lot to like in this study. It's not just data centers. Even before the data centers, you could see that there was very widespread price variation.
So why are we picking on data centers? You know, we're building one in Louisiana, and obviously part of the plan was that they would actually finance the generation of electricity that's going to be provided for their data center. That was part of the plan. You're seeing that same model repeat itself in other states across the country. So why wouldn't we have members of Congress, both sides of the aisle, right away say data centers are the problem?
Well, I really don't know why these politicians give the reasons they do. We have an infinite supply of natural gas. We have all the natural gas that we need. And it's clear that running renewables requires two systems. It's as though I were to say to you, Newell, I'm going to give you a beautiful car. I'm going to give you an F-150 pickup truck. But you can only drive it during the day. You need another car for night. And you might say, well, Diana, I drive at night too. Why should I have another car? That's two sets of oil changes, two sets of emissions tests, two sets of gas fill-ups, two sets of insurance. I say, too bad, Newell, that's the way it is. So that's the way with wind and solar. It works fine. It's free during the day when the sun shines and the wind blows, but you've got to get another one when it doesn't. And so you have two systems running parallel. And it's always cheaper to have natural gas running continuously than it is to have it going on and off with wind and solar. And if you're a natural gas investor, you don't really want to invest in a backup plant because it only runs 4 or 5 hours a day when the wind and solar doesn't run. So there's very real reasons for these differences in energy prices, but politicians probably don't want to explain it. They want to say it's artificial intelligence, it's these AI data centers, and they're going to be coming online. We don't have so many of them right now, but the reasons are they make a very good headline. And it's also a very good excuse to update our electricity system to say, well, we got to have AI. We got to compete with China. Let's bring more power on the grid. Well, we should be bringing more power on the grid so you and I don't have blackouts and so people in California don't have to go to Wyoming and neighboring states to get their electricity because they're zeroing out all their fossil fuel plants.
So in many respects, it's really compelling them to manage the grid appropriately and maintain the grid appropriately, which for a long time, those regulated utilities have been prohibited to do so because they're a regulated monopoly, and a lot of those costs get passed on to the ratepayer, right?
That's right. And they also have regional transmission organizations where there's a pool of power in many different states, such as Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland. And it's much more difficult to have high standards for power delivery when you have this pool of states in one generator. So if, for example, you're one state, you're the governor, you have one utility, you can call in this utility company and say, I want as much power for the hottest days and for the coldest days, and do it or you're going to be fired. When there's a regional transmission operator, which is in charge of lots of states, the governor can't call that person in because there's going to be another governor calling him in too. And they can have excuses for why in one state it goes down. They can say, well, we've had to give our power all to this other state. So there's a diluted responsibility. And we need to really think about this regional transmission organization system and think about how we want to get these utilities responsible for one state, and we need to get them to provide power on the hottest days and on the coldest days so we don't have any blackouts.
And there's a perfect example of what you just described playing out in politics right now in the New Jersey governor's race, right? Because they rely a lot on this transmission organizations that you're talking about out of Pennsylvania, which is actually having an impact.
That's what PJM is, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland. Yeah, they rely on PJM.
And so they don't have the control, and they're paying some of the highest rates, obviously, in New Jersey because some of the policies that they've adopted that prohibit the expansion of generation of power. And now they are beholden to sharing with others, and they don't have that very control that you just talked about.
Yes, that's exactly right. And it's particularly sad for Pennsylvania because Pennsylvania has the Marcellus Shale, which is one of the largest natural gas plays in the United States. New York, by the way, chose not to use its share of the Marcellus Shale, but Pennsylvania is booming because of this. And they should be able to have all the natural gas they want for Pennsylvania at low prices. And because of this regional transmission organization, things aren't working out so simply. It's a very complicated business. But with Energy Secretary Wright, who ran a company called Liberty Energy, He is used to getting natural gas out of the ground and using it. And I'm sure that there is going to be a lot of progress made in the next 3 years. There's already been progress keeping open power plants that were going to be closed, taking off really impractical emissions requirements, saying that if power plants did not bury 90% of their emissions by the 2030s, they would have to close down in 2040. And we don't have the technology to bury 90% of CO2, carbon dioxide emissions now. So these power plants would have had to close. What does it mean that they have to close? It means that new investors are not going to bring new power plants online. So Secretary Wright is already making vast strides to lower electricity prices.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
So this is another byproduct of an ideologically driven issue here. That in the short term, the midterm is not working out very well. And what you're seeing are ratepayers are completely and totally frustrated. And as someone watching this unfold, especially in this governor's race with the deflection, the denial, just evading answers and not willing to be forthright as to what's driving these utility costs, the consumers, they feel helpless, right? And it's the amount of the utility costs is consuming more and more of their paycheck. And they obviously, in many respects, don't know where to turn because they're not getting a true story.
Right, right. Exactly. Yes. No, it's and if they can't get a good story, a true story, then sometimes they leave for states with less expensive electricity. And one of the conclusions of this new study is that states with the greatest price decreases typically exhibited increasing customer loads. Well, it could be that people are moving to areas with lower electricity prices. And it's not just that, but companies and also data centers want to set up in states with low electricity prices. So that's why you see increasing customer loads in low-cost electricity states.
Yeah. It's very interesting, you know, the stories that are being told, and it's frustrating that we don't spend the time to dig like you do into what's really driving these costs. And I know I believe in the data. I believe in trying to get the best sources of information relative to this. In law school, I happen to study utility law about regulating these monopolies and the difficulties of doing so, and how their economic processes may be not what you would find in your typical Econ 101 class. They're a lot more complex, as you just pointed out, and there's a lot of different variables for it. So when I hear a congressperson just want to blame it on one thing, it's really irritating and frustrating to hear that. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to cover the story. And I thank you so much for joining us today to add more granular detail to this that people don't realize. And I love the analogy that you use, because the most important thing when you're running that dual system that you talk about, you as a regulated utility, you get to pass those costs directly to the ratepayer, right?
Exactly. You do. Yes.
And
yes. Yes, so you do. And so it's, and also these ratepayers are, for in the short term, they can't move. They can't get out of it. They can't go to another grocery store the way it is with Safeway and Giant and Harris Teeter and Piggly Wiggly. They're basically stuck there. And then in the medium term or the long term, they can decide maybe they want to live somewhere else. But they are stuck with that bill.
Yeah. And they don't, there are no options, because these are all regulated monopolies throughout the country. And, you know, but part of the thing, too, how much of this is that, you know, these public like in Louisiana, we have a public service commission, and we've been really reticent to allow improvement to the grid, right? The grid goes up, it's 40, 50, 60 years old. It needs to be maintained. It needs to be improved. The transmission corridors need to be worked upon. We get a storm and we realize just how vulnerable the grid truly is. And then when we wait for the storm, the number that we have to pass to the ratepayers is so extraordinarily high, it's almost unacceptable. And we turn everybody off, but we don't talk about the fact that, you know, we've ignored this problem for decades.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. And it is a real problem. And you see that the above average states tend to be mostly Democrat states. The below average states tend to be mostly Republican states. We also see very wide variations globally. So in the United States, as I mentioned, it's a difference between about 33 cents a kilowatt hour in California and 11 cents a kilowatt hour in Utah and Louisiana. And so our average is 18 cents a kilowatt hour. But in Germany, it's about 39 cents a kilowatt hour. The UK, it's 37 cents. China and India, it's less than 1 cent per kilowatt hour. So our competitors are really doing a lot better than we are, because they don't care about all these environmental regulations. So when you talk about where is the future of AI going to be, going back to the original question, it's much easier to get this energy for AI in China and India than it is in the United States. We really need to be focusing on how to provide the most reliable, affordable, efficient energy, and think about how we're going to do that. And I think Secretary Chris Wright, with a background in the industry, is the perfect person to be looking at this right now.
And when you say below average, above average, you're talking about costs, that most below average cost states, price are Republican-led states, and most above average are Democrat-led states.
Right, and that's because the Democrat-led states have these renewable portfolio standards. They say that they want a high share of their electricity to be made by wind and solar, and that makes it more expensive. So in California, by 2035, 60% of electricity has to be generated by wind and solar. Massachusetts, 35%. Rhode Island, 100%. Connecticut, 48%. But then you go down to states like Tennessee, Oklahoma, Arkansas, it's zero. Idaho, zero. Louisiana, zero. So there's all these zeros. There's no renewable portfolio standards, no requirements. So that makes electricity less expensive. Just as Newell, if you have your free car and you could drive it all the time, it'd be less expensive.
Absolutely. And interestingly, some of these Democrat-led states are starting to retreat from some of those standards, because they're recognizing their constituency is not willing to accept these increased costs. And it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out 5 years from today. I think the gap may get closed a little bit. Diana Furchcott-Roth, thank you so much for joining us. Always appreciate your insight, and have a great week.
Great to be with you. Great to be with you. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you, ma'am. She is the Director for Energy, Climate, and Environment in the Herbert and Joyce Morgan Fellow in Energy and Environmental Policy at the Heritage Foundation. We will be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.